Yeah, Essex and Lancashire, it is tough, and you know, those two will probably be our biggest threats, you know, going up. And it's always, you know, you want to get off to a flyer every year, and if we, you know, make some strides against Essex or Lancashire, you know, then we're in a seriously good place to have a really good year in the four-day comp.
And you mentioned the four-day comp. What about the others as well? Looking forward to those?
Yeah, we had a really good run in the one-day last year, you know, got to the semi. So if we can build on that, you know, there's something we really want to play a positive sort of brand of cricket this year. So if we can take that forward, you know, and T20 weren't far off, actually. And I think we've got some, you know, some good deaf bowlers in David Griffiths, you know, Matt Cole's coming back. So we've got some good players. And actually, we really improved on our T20 last year, you know, and if we can make the same states again this year, then, you know, we'll be in a good place as well.
And have you got any particular competition that you're focusing on?
No, we never do, really. You know, you always sort of go in a role in a competition, you know. You pick up a few wins, you know, in the championship, you know, and suddenly the, you know, momentum's with you, the confidence is high in that sort of competition, and then you sort of go on a roll with that. You know, that's the nature of, you know, our English summer, is that, you know, there's game after game, and, you know, and you can really get on a run if your confidence high. You know, same if it's the opposite way around. You lose a few games, and then suddenly, you know, you have to fight your way back in and try and gain the momentum back. So, yeah, no, we just hopefully, you know, we can get on a run in one or two competitions and hopefully be there at the sort of back end of the year.